Oh, hello. This is Jay, your host and DM of World of Nightmare. Thank you so much for listening. If you're a new listener, welcome aboard. You might want to go back a few episodes before you start here. This is a serial podcast, which means it's a building story. So everything that's happened before this is going to affect what you hear today. If you're a regular listener, I do recommend at least making sure you've listened to the last episode, episode 61, because this is a part two. We're going to pick up right in the middle of a battle. So make sure that you are caught up on last week's episode before you start this one, or else you're going to kind of be left in the middle of nowhere, not really sure what's going on. And we don't want that. We want you to enjoy the story and have a good time. Speaking of enjoying the story, if you do, hit us up on Twitter. We are at World of Nightmare. You can also email us, worldofnightmare@gmail.com. We have a website. It's worldofnightmare.com. And we're not just on Twitter, we're on all social media. It's at World of Nightmare, all over the place. Speaking of World of Nightmare, you can also find our Patreon at patreon.com/worldofnightmare. If you're enjoying the show, please consider donating a little bit. That helps us out with our hosting costs and any potential equipment upgrades we may be doing in the future. It also will provide you with some really cool things like behind-the-scenes audio, previous episodes, fun things like that. We even have a new tier that has some physical merchandise, so check it out. Join if you are interested, and if you do, please let me know, at World of Nightmare on Twitter. I'd love to hear from you and get some feedback on everything. Other than that, let's get you to the episode. Again, this is part two of our previous episode, so make sure you're caught up and enjoy the show. Gruk runs away as fast as he can, screaming 60 feet. And the two halflings are both going to take an opportunity attack, and they both miss very badly.
Good.
And
poor little angel.
He runs down the street, just like knocking bystanders out of the way as he's going, like, Gruk scared! And Reeve's turn.
I messed up real quick. The snakes, they're as a group, so they both have a 9. Just throw them in there. Sorry, go on. There's no 22.
Wait, has the slot attacked anything yet?
Cast a spell. It,
yeah. Okay, so it didn't need vision to
do
that.
It scared Gruk away.
It didn't need a vision to cast the spell, did it?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Because blindness just puts you at disadvantage for attacks, right? Is that how it works?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm going to how many of the halflings are still up right now?
Two.
I'm going to use dispel magic on one of those halflings. The DC equals 10 plus the spell's level. Okay, I'm not really sure how to use this spell, to be honest.
Which one?
Dispel magic.
Oh.
Choose one creature, object, or magical effect within range. Any spell of third level or lower on the target ends. So
if they're using some sort of spell on themselves, when you do that,
yeah,
it just kicks it.
Okay, never mind.
You might want to save it for if it casts a spell on someone that we need to remove.
Yeah, I guess it.
Or if you want the effect to not make Gruk scared anymore.
Yeah, that's what I was going to do. I was just going to target should I target the slot or the app? I guess I'll target the slot and just dispel magic.
If you want to.
Well, if.
Is that.
Because the effect is on Gruk. So if you want Gruk to not be scared, you need to cast it to dispel the magic from Gruk.
But what if it's doing a concentration spell.
Yeah.
On Grok. And he interferes that by dispelling
or a magical effect in range. Is that what is it called? An aberration?
Mm-hmm.
Is that an effect? Can I just target that?
Yeah, because that's what's scaring him.
Yeah, I think that makes more sense to me. I won't target that. Is that third level or higher or lower?
The spell?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is it third level or lower?
Mm-hmm. Let's find out. It is third level.
Okay, it just ends. That just ends. I don't have to roll for it.
Okay. Is that what you're doing?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to do... That's my one action. I guess that's all I got.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel happy with that. Like, that's... I mean, you brought another player in the game.
Yeah. Tatsuo, the halflings are going to run over to you with their spears again. One of them hits, the other does not. For 5 damage.
Okay.
And it's Tatsuo's turn.
She's going to attack that thing again.
Mm-hmm.
With her sword. Did it go? It hasn't gone since I attacked it last. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it cast the magic.
Oh, right. Did it try and beat the... It didn't do its constitution check?
I don't know. I didn't. I've got
okay,
50 things going on.
I was trying to remind you, but I didn't. So she's going to just attack it twice with a katana.
Mm-hmm.
So, ta-da. Ooh, good thing she has advantage on it. 21 and 25.
Those hit.
And that is 17 damage. No, sorry, 19 total damage.
Mm-hmm.
Plus the 4 it took before. And now it also takes an extra. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Okay, now it takes an extra 5. So it got 9 damage from necrotic, and it has 19 damage from the attack.
Okay. Anything else you're doing?
No.
Okay. So the big gray gorilla toad thing is going to... It can't see anything, but it's going to like reach out its arms and kind of like flail them around, and it's going to grab the closest creature, which happens to be Tatsuo.
Sure.
Not the constrictor? Well, yeah, I guess she attacked it. Never mind.
This is...
Yeah, sorry.
Not going to be good for you. It's going to make a melee spell attack against you. Does a 17 hit?
Yes.
Okay, so...
Oh, God.
You have to make a charisma saving throw.
God. Okay, well, she does have Indomitable, so if she fails it, she can reroll.
Is that for strength?
It's a 19. 19.
Okay, that makes it. You feel this really, like, strange, like, pull on your body that feels, like, almost otherworldly. But you're able to resist it and kind of stay in the ground. Like, you almost like black out for a moment, but you're able to kind of stay in the current situation you're in.
Nice.
And
that was a lucky roll,
because happy.
Yeah, I have a +0 on charisma, so that was just lucky. And Indomitable says I can reroll just one failed saving throw, and I can only use it one time per long rest. So
that's cool.
Yeah, that would have been the one to do, because
yeah, I could kind of tell. So I was like, well,
because it was trying to banish you to another plane.
Oh, God.
That's, you didn't hear that from me.
Anyway. That's fine. She's been there a few times, so that's fine.
I don't know if you've been to that place.
I don't know if you want to go to this place.
I don't think he was sending you to the Feywild.
Okay. That's a different place.
Bijou.
Satan's anus.
So since no one was polite enough to answer me at all about where Dirk would be,
forgot about that.
I am going to remember how tired Dirk was and how much he said he couldn't wait to take a nap after serving breakfast. So his room is upstairs with the rest of ours, right?
No, his is behind the bar.
It is? Mm-hmm.
He's got a little apartment behind it.
Okay.
I actually just remembered that from like maybe episode like 4 or 5 that Ian and I were doing.
Okay. I'm going to have to use, could I get so if I use all of my action to dash from the stairwell, could I like slide across the bar and get to the apartment?
Mm-hmm.
Or no?
Yeah.
I could?
Yeah.
Get to the door? Okay, so as I run, I'm going to run. I'm going to try to stay out of melee range of every hostile thing. I'm going to, like, picture this in slow motion. So Bijou's, like, running, like, really intensely, and then looks at this horrible toad gorilla thing. And I'm going to cast my, as a bonus action, my Mantle of Majesty. And it's going to look like I've got like a Beyonce fan that like blows my hair back. And I'm going to start to like glitter and like light up. And I can cast Command with that without expending a spell slot. And as I pass by it,
but does it have to be like astounded by your majesty for it to work? Because it's blind.
Did you roll the Constitution saving throw?
Oh, it's blind.
Yeah, blinded it. But you don't know that.
Oh, never
mind.
You
don't know that.
Yeah, I don't know that. So I'm still going to do it. So I'm going to cast Command on it. Let's see. Cloak yourself. Well, I don't know if it's visual because it just says. You cloak yourself in fey magic that makes others want to serve you. But it doesn't necessarily say like they have to see. I'm just more magical. That's your decision.
I feel like Bijou's method though would be to be as beautiful as possible, right? Like
that's true. I'm still going to cast Command and it has to save from it.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm going to cast Command at it and I'm going to say peace. And then I'm going to, like, jump and slide across the bar and, like, roll and, like, get to the door of Dirk's apartment and, like, push it open. So that was my, like, turn.
Push it.
So it has to do a wisdom saving throw of 16.
It's only... Oh, 18.
Dang it. Okay. It was worth a
shot.
That
was a good shot.
You see Dirk kind of, like... Hey, but Krabby Patties.
I'm just going to say, Duck, we have to go. I need you to trust me. Please don't resist. I'll get you a new rusty spike. I promise.
Rusty spike. He's like wide awake. And it is the snake's turns. Timmy and Tammy.
So I actually messed up. I read it wrong. The snakes are a little too strong. So they're just brown bears now. They're just brown bears. No biggie.
You can't do that.
This is you big brown bears.
It changes everything.
Well, I mean, if you want, they're lower leveled than the snakes. If you want to keep the snakes, I'll keep the snakes.
Brown bears are great.
I'm bringing myself down.
They're like snaky little brown bears.
Well, I wanted to constrict them and then just you guys beat away at them or we run away, but I can't do that now. So I'll just have two bears. We'll let Tammy... do a multi attack on the big boy.
Well, that's a snake name.
Yeah.
Jerry.
That is a snake name.
Yeah. Jerry the bear.
Jerry and who?
Jerry and Barry.
Okay.
If you really want to go this route, I'll do it.
Barry. Barry.
Jerry and Barry.
Barry the bear.
Who are significantly weaker. Yeah, it's going to do a multi attack. One bite and then one with the claws.
The halflings?
The big boy.
Big boy.
Yeah, Jerry's on the big boy.
Okay.
Formerly known as Tammy. Plus 5, 1d8 plus 4. So let's roll that 20. It's a 19 on big boy. Is it hit?
Yes.
Okay. So that's an 8 plus 4. So that's 12 damage piercing for the bite. And then the claws. Is going to be another 10 slashing.
Did you roll the claw attack?
You want me to? I'll do it separate. Yeah, you're right. That would be 14. Does 14 probably nope. Didn't hit. Okay, so only the first one hits. If it's a multi-attack, though, doesn't that just count as one attack?
No. Because it says it makes X number of attacks.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I see what you're saying. All right. Okay, so only the first one hit. And then Barry is going to do the same exact thing because he likes what Jerry was doing. That's going to be a 17
mm-hmm.
for the bite.
That doesn't hit.
Okay, and then the claws did not hit. I promise you that.
Was it a 1?
It was a 3. Mm-hmm. No, it was a 3.
Okay. All right. And then it's going to be actually Harry's turn.
I'm going to continue concentrating. As in just stand there inside the building watching my bears go.
Okay. Gruk kind of stops screaming and he stops. And he says, Gruk, party outside. And he drops drawers and goes to the bathroom in the middle of the street. And Reeve, what are you going to do?
I'm going to attack the slod, the death slod with, another, I'm going to attack it with a searing smite at,
mm-hmm.
Second level, does a 22 hit.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I want to do 3 plus. So 7 damage slashing, plus. Okay. One d6. One, two. So I did 5 fire damage to it. It also has to make another Constitution saving throw.
To beat.
It's got to beat 16.
It beats it.
Okay.
Was that for the blindness, or is that for something else?
This is for my next thing. On a successful save, the spell ends if the target or a creature within 5 feet uses an action. Okay. Yep. Hold on a second. Sorry. Oh, never mind. Sorry. It needs to make that Constitution saving throw at the beginning of its next turn. So it's mm-hmm. on fire right now.
Okay.
And if it fails it again,
takes more damage.
It takes another d6 damage.
Okay.
Yep.
Anything else you're doing or nah?
I'm going to attack it again, but with just a regular attack. I miss.
Okay.
Unless a 12 hits.
No.
I didn't think so. I'm going to stay put with my shield up.
All right. The little halfling people are going after Tatsu again. Tatsu, what's your AC?
15.
Is Tatsu still grappled?
One of them hits. She was never grappled.
Oh, I thought she was. Sorry.
Ooh.
Never, ever.
One of them hits for 9 damage. Okay. And it's Tatsu's turn.
Hang on, I'm trying to calculate this. Okay. So she's gonna try and get the slot or the monster again. And she is going to try and hit it 2 times again. Mm-hmm. Pierce it 2 times. 25 and 21.
They hit.
Okay. So let's roll them, roll them, roll them. 10 and 10. So, well, like with the plus 4, 12 damage. No, 14 damage from the sword. And then did it go again?
No.
Okay. So then I guess she'll hit it twice with the... It just took 7 damage, and that's on top of the 9 necrotic damage. So that's 14 from the sword. Is that what I said? Yeah. 14 from the sword, and then it's compounding with that other necrotic damage. So that would be 16 from that.
Okay.
So that's 30 damage for it.
All right.
It's really good.
It's about 60 shy of drawn blood.
Well, it's going to...
It needs to make a constitution saving throw.
Yeah, it needs to make 2, I think.
Yeah, one for blindness and one for fire.
20 for blindness. Okay. 1 for fire.
Ooh. Nice. So it takes D6, 1D6.
Aaron, what's it have to make for your thing?
I think 15.
For what? What? Charisma? Constitution?
Constitution.
Yeah.
It beats that.
No. Okay. Well, it'll just start back over.
So it can see again, and it sees all of you guys around, and it speaks something like in a language you don't know, and from its mouth you see this like fog start to come out, and then it envelops everyone in the area in about a 20-foot radius. It's just casting it off of pretty much off of itself, so all of you guys that are in range of...
It's seeped indoors as well?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm in Dirk's room, though, right?
Yeah, it didn't get to beat you, but it got to everyone else, including the halflings. And everyone has to make a... Constitution saving throw on your turn, when you start
Thank goodness.
Okay. There.
Did you do the D6 of damage from the fire for him?
No.
It kills him. Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah. He just,
that would be nice.
He just has to roll that Constitution saving throw next turn.
And it's going to... Okay. So it's going to stay there, kind of uttering this whole...
While on fire. Like meet Evel Knievel.
Mm-hmm. It's funny. And then it's going to be Bijou's turn.
I'm going to grab Dirk by the shoulders, and I'm going to say, Dirk, do you trust me?
Of course I trust you.
All right, I'm going to cast Dimension Door with Dirk.
Nice.
Which goes 500 feet to up to 500 feet. So I'm going to Dimension Doris directly to the tree out back.
Okay.
And I still have my movement and bonus action. So I'm going to say, can I say taco and go through the tree as like a bonus action?
Mm-hmm. But you don't know where I took the 7 sons. Just throwing that out there.
I don't.
Yeah, just...
I'm not sure how to
navigate.
Yeah, do
you can leave them in
there.
Do
I know like the tree setup pretty well, like without Harry?
I think you would know the ones that you've gone to the most, like the Rusty Spike and the like the forest one.
But you would also know that you could leave things in there, like in the middle plane, because we left the dragons and stuff in there.
Mm-hmm.
So he could just.
Yeah. I would roll a.
I don't want to leave him in there with the dragons.
Is there a specific one you're looking for?
I'm trying to figure out where I would take him.
Roll a history check.
Okay.
To see which trees you remember.
Okay.
You know a good number of them.
Oh, man.
Well, there's a ton of them.
There's 12. I rolled a 12 on history.
Okay, so you know the ones that you've most commonly gone to. You know the one to Westwood. You know the one to Rusty Spike. You probably know the one to Soft Hill.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm not going to take him through Harry's cabin. But I am going to take him to Westwood because that's the place I'm the most comfortable. Like, that was my base for the last however many years.
Okay.
So we're going to go to Westwood.
Okay. Cool.
So I'll just go 30 feet. I don't know if I can make it out the other side yet or not, but
that one's just to the right of you.
Okay. So thanks, Harry.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll run through.
Okay.
And I'm like apologizing the whole time. Like, I'm so sorry, Derek. There's crazy alien frogs and we don't know what's going on. So I just had to get you out of there. I'm really sorry.
It's okay. Is there a good place to take a nap up here?
I'm sure if we can find Queely or someone that I know in Westwood, they will find the nearest bed.
All right. Barry and...
Jerry. Constitution?
What?
They have to do
They're in the gas, a con
save, right?
Yeah.
Does the fact that they are fey creatures change that? They are creatures of fey.
No.
Okay.
Unless they have resistance to a certain magic.
I doubt that. We're going to say no. First one's a 15. I don't remember what it was set at.
15.
So if they match, they're okay, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Jerry's okay. Ooh. Barry rolled a 14. Well, we get to find out what happens. Okay. Kind of.
Okay. Oh, you know you can Google roll dice if there's a lot of them. Okay, so one of them takes 31 poison damage.
Okay.
And then the other one takes half of that.
Oh, okay. I got you. So Barry, the one on the halflings, took 31. Holy cow.
Mm-hmm.
That's remarkable. And then half. Okay. Wait, are we rounding up or down? You said 31.
Up.
You jerk.
Shouldn't have asked.
I guess I shouldn't. And then I got to make a con saving throw.
Are they doing anything? Are they attacking?
Oh, yeah, they can still attack. Cool.
Unless they died.
No, they did not. One is extremely close, though. Okay, so let's do the multi-attack again. First one is going to be Jerry, and that is on Big Boy. That, oh, yeah. Ooh. Are you curious? Because it's a 24.
That would hit.
Be 6 plus 4, so that's 10 piercing damage. And then the claws don't hit. And then Barry is going to attack either of the teeth or the halflings. I mean, whatever one's closer. That is going to be a 22.
I think that hits.
I think so too, but it only deals 5 damage. And then the claws is going to be 18. 18 hits, right?
Yeah.
And that will be 2d6 plus 4. I haven't gotten to roll this yet. I'm gonna use my baby.
I mean, it doesn't matter. How did the bears kill him?
Dealing the 15 damage by slashing across its face. It's gonna be a closed casket, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. As they kill this creature, the poison fog dissipates.
To be fair,
because it was a concentration spell.
That's the halflings. It's not the big boy.
No, you said the big boy.
Big boy took the first damage. Halflings took the second.
Oh, I thought they were all going.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, so he's still okay.
No, I mean, he's not okay. Now we know he's... He can...
Yeah, but...
But he still has to roll a concentration check.
So were you going for halfling number two or halfling number three?
Whichever one's closer. I'm just going to be straight with that.
All right, and how much damage was it?
It was... 15. Yeah, 15.
All right, that bear just mauls this halfling.
Close casket, yeah?
It is gone.
Good, okay. I was worried he was going to like hit zero and then turn into Big Monster Boy.
No. Gruk starts casually walking back. It's Reeve's turn.
I'm gonna smack the still on fire slot with a...
Don't you have to do a constitution
thing? Oh, do I? Do I have to do a constitution?
Yeah.
Save? Okay, sorry.
Yep.
Yep. Ooh. I rolled a 8. What happens?
But
you take only 17.
You know, it sucks because I'm at 97 because of all the oh wait, I went to sleep. I'm an idiot.
Aren't you like resistant to poison or something?
It's poison?
So you take half of that. Yeah.
Okay, so 17 half is going to be rounded up to 9. So I'm at a 90. Oh no, I'm at 94.
It's getting tough over there.
No, 96, sorry. All right. Tastes like bad aftershave. I'm going to I know.
Yeah, why do you eat aftershave?
I don't know. Bad bakey.
You clearly don't shave.
That's right. All aftershave is bad.
This puppy ain't growing back.
Okay, I'm going to roll to hit 22.
Which are you hitting?
The big boy, as Ian.
Oh, yeah, that hits.
At the death slot. I'm using my one-handed battle axe. And that's just going to be a regular hit. It's going to be D8. Oh, shoot. It's going to be 10 damage, slashing.
All right, how do you kill it?
I'm just going to, like, I can't really reach its head, so I'm just going to, like, kind of like hit it in the gut, just like across its stomach.
Ugh. Ugh. All right, and all its guts spill out, and it falls down dead in the street.
Nice.
And are you doing anything else?
Are the other halflings up? Is it one more?
There's just one left.
I'm going to turn around to that one, and I'm going to do a. I'm going to do a thunderous smite. I'm going to get them all in. I'm going to have to hit it, so let's see. Oh, does a 26 hit?
No.
You chose the wrong halfling, brah. The other one's super weak.
Enter your face.
I thought your camera was frozen for a second.
Are you serious?
He's pretty steady right
now. Are you serious? 26 does not hit.
No, it hits. Of course it hits.
You bastard. What was I going to say? I'm pretty sure this guy got hit like a 13 early.
No one's hit this guy.
Oh, really? No one's hit it? Well, I'm going to hit it.
Nope, because its armor class is 50.
My weapon rings with thunder. It's like... Like, bring, bring. You can hear. Shut up. Not like that. There's no phones in this universe. Shut up.
Thunder calling.
Thunder calling. You can see the sparks from my axe making contact with the sparks in the air, like in the clouds. And
can you?
And it's like an audible thunder crack as I smack them. And it deals 2d6. Oh, it deals the slashing damage first, which is going to be 9 slashing, and then 2d6 of thunder damage. So 8 thunder damage.
All right. You slash this guy through, and your axe goes like into his chest, and then it just blows him off, and he slams against the wall of the tavern, and he falls down dead.
Nice.
And you said he hasn't been hit yet?
No.
You are ruthless. I like it.
All right. And you guys, everyone who's still out on the street, so I guess Harry, Tatsuo, Reeve, go ahead and roll a perception check.
In the street?
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the building still.
Well, but so you're like in the doorway, right?
Yeah. Enough to see outside.
Mm-hmm. 14.
Okay. I rolled a 16.
If I'm concentrating on a spell, are you still going to let me do this?
No, it would end your concentration.
Yeah, so I'm not going to bother.
All right. So, you're out of initiative. Everything's dead.
Oh, okay. Then hang on.
He's just trying to trick you to let it go, and then he's going to bring new things.
Well, I was also kind of tricking him because I was sort of making it sound like I had a high roll, but it's actually pretty low. So it didn't really matter. Just go on without me.
All right. Cool.
No one notices anything.
Someone had a 16, right?
I did.
Yeah. So you start to notice down a few blocks away, like kind of from multiple directions, there's a lot more halfling soldiers starting to run towards your direction. And I'm talking like groups from multiple directions. Like, you're way outnumbered here.
Wow. Whole army.
Everyone, let's get out of here. I think I see an army coming. I yell that to everybody.
Everyone run.
Yeah, and so I run back into the house to find Bijou to get her.
They gone.
She
left. Okay, and I go check for
he doesn't know that.
That's true. I also go check into the apartment where oh my gosh, why am I blanking on his name?
Dirk
was sleeping, and I guess I noticed that he's gone too. Do I see any evidence of where they may have gone?
No, I mean, you see that Dirk's door was wide open and his sheets were unceremoniously. Like, he's a guy who makes his bed every day. This one is not made, so something is up.
I get on the button, and this is the last message I can send. Bijou, where are you? Dirk, where are you?
And I'm going to respond, Dirk and I are in Westwood. We just came out of the tree. I didn't know where to take him.
Westwood. We just came.
I lost track at 12.
Dirk says, oh, Mr. Reeve, so nice to hear from you.
Okay, so I got the Westwood part. So I'm going to tell
everyone. And you also hear Quilly say, we are also in Westwood near Harry's cabin.
Okay. All right. I'm assuming that everybody else heard it in the party, except for Gruk, who we need to get.
Yeah. So, Oh, I broke my concentration. Never mind.
Crap. Everybody grab Gruk and let's go to Westwood. So
I'm going to start sneaking through the woods with Dirk, mm-hmm. To get to the cabin.
All right. Cool. So you guys go and you grab Gruk and you grab him by the arms and kind of start to drag him. But he's very big and heavy and he's not really cooperating. He's like, Gruk, confuse.
I pull out a coin. I'm like, Gruk,
treats.
Gruk, come on, treat. Come on. Let's go get some treats. There's more where we're going. Come on, Gruk.
Oh, yummy treats. Yummy treat. All
right. So I kind of lead him.
And he follows you.
Yeah. I'll lead him.
And we're going to go ahead and end this episode here. And we'll talk to y'all next week. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye. Later, Gator.
Twist, yeah.
That was very unexpected.
But we lost our hospital.
Maybe not.
We'll see.
We're not getting that place back.
There is an army headed there.
Yeah.
Shoulder.
Cats.
Radio.
Ah! .com.